As I was doing no good at school, my father wisely took me away at a rather earlier age than usual and sent me, October 1825, to Edinburgh University with my brother, where I stayed for 2 years or sessions. My brother was completing his medical studies, though I do not believe he ever really intended to practice, and I was sent there to commence them. But soon after this period I became convinced, from various small circumstances, that my father would leave me property enough to subsist on with some comfort, though I never imagined that I should be so rich a man as I am. But my belief was sufficient to check any strenuous efforts to learn medicine. The instruction at Edinburgh was altogether by lectures, and these were intolerably dull, with the exception of those on chemistry by Hope. But to my mind there are no advantages and many disadvantages in lectures compared with reading. Dr. Duncan's lectures on Materia Medica at 8 o'clock on a winter's morning are something fearful to remember. Dr. Blank made his lectures on human anatomy as dull as he was himself, and the subject disgusted me. It has proved one of the greatest evils in my life that I was not urged to practice dissection, for I should have soon got over my disgust, and the practice would have been invaluable for all my future work.